We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Lamed Dalet Omed Aleph, and we're beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Dalet Omed Aleph. Last Mishnah talked about six people who saw someone coming, and they were Mekabel Naziris, if this is true. Now we have a similar case with nine people. Nine people, Ra'as HaKvi, they saw a Kvi. Kvi is an animal that Chazal classified it as a Safek Chaya, Safek Behema. So here, you have the nine people, and they saw the Kvi, V'amah Hareini Nazir Shezeh Chaya. I will be a Nazir if this thing is considered a Chaya. Considered a Chaya, there's nafkinu Chaya and Behema, nafkinu Chaya and Behema is Chelev. If the Chelev is Mutter or Aser, by Behema it's Aser, by Chaya it's Mutter. That's one nafkamina. He's a Dam is another nafkamina. If you have to cover the Dam, you make a Shechita. It's different nafkamina. So the guy says, I'm a Nazir if this Kvi is a Chaya. Harei Nazir, the second person says, Harei Nazir, Shezeh ain't a Chaya. This is not a Chaya. The third person says, Harei Nazir, Shezeh Behema. It's a Behema, which is similar to the one who said, that's not a Chaya. Hareini Nazir she'ein zeh behema is the fourth person says, I'm a Nazir if this is not a behema. The fifth person says, Hareini Nazir she'chaya u'behema. This is both a chaya and a behema. And the sixth person says, Hareini Nazir she'ein zeh le'chaya u'behema. It's neither one. It's a berry f'nei atzma. That's the first six. They took every single possible option. Now the seventh person says, Hareini Nazir she'echad v'kem Nazir. I'm a Nazir if one of you six are a Nazir. And the eighth one says, Hareini Nazir she'ein echad v'kem Nazir. That one of you are not a Nazir out of those seven before, out of the first six, and then the ninth guy says, "Hare Nazir shekulchem Nazirim." That you're all Nazirim. What's the halacha? Hare kulon Nazirim. All of you are Nazirim. So now, who is this going according to? Who is the Mishnah going according to? So the scoffer is Shaina. It's going according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said in the last Mishnah that they're all Nazirim. Why? Because he holds Hekdish B'tayis have a Hekdish, and the same thing in a Zeris also. So you have a Kabbalah Nazirus no matter what, even if you're wrong. And therefore you're all Nazirus. But Tosis already points out, and that Tosis is printed on the Gimel Aleph on this Mishnah, Tosis asks, we have a whole Mishnah tell us like Beis Shammai. Usually Beis Shammai, the Mokim Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. You don't have a whole Mishnah here teaching us Beis Shammai. Therefore, Tosis says it's going according to Beis Hillel. And according to Rabbi Shimon, we had a machlokes of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. If Yimachas Inish Nafshel Sveika, but here we're going to go to Rabbi Shimon who says you do make a Safik. So what it means is all nine are a Safik Nazir, because here you're not going to find out if a Kvi is a Behemah or Chaya. So we say a Reza Chaya, So then it's a Safik Chaya, Safik Behemah, it's Safik not a Behemah, Safik not a Chaya, and also. The all when it says even my name is Hare Kulam Nazirim means you are all Safik Nazirim. You are all Safik Nazirim. So it means the Tzad Hare Kulam Nazirim means you are all Safik Nazirim. So it all could be according to Beis Hillel, according to Rabbi Shimon.
What does Safik Nazirim mean?
That you're Safik Nazir. Now what do you have to do? So according to Rabbi Shimon, he said what you have to do is Rabbi Shimon said you make the Tanai. You say like this: If I'm a Nazir because of my thing I said, then it'll be a Chayva. If not, I want to be a Nadav, and therefore you could be a Nazir and bring a carbon. So, like upon him, this Mishnah is possible according to Beis Hillel's way, as well as Tosfos explains it by Arichos, that it's possible to be according to that Mandayama also. So, either it's Beis Shammai or it's according to Beis Hillel. Zakta Gemara. Tana Chada Tisha Nazirim. We have one Brisa, when it brings down our Mishnah, it gives Akdama that there's nine different Nazirim. The only way we explain the Mishnah. There's another Brisa that says like this: Tanya Yidach Teisha Nazirios. One person will be a Nazir nine times. So Bishlam Teisha Nazirim going to have a Gavri Tvei. There's nine people the Itvis VaAzalbei that is being Taifis in this Tanai that they make. If I'm Nazir, if it's a Kvi, not a Kvi, if it's a Behemah, not a Behemah. El Teisha Nazirios Chad Gavri Hech V'Shachas. How's it possible to have nine Nazirios for one person? Why is it not possible? Because the first six things he could say, he says, I'm a Nazir if it's a Behema, I'm a Nazir if it's a Chaya, I'm a Nazir if it's not a Chaya, not a Behema. But to say, Kulchem Nazirim, you're all Nazirim, that has to be with other people. How could one guy be nine times Nazirus? Ella, Taisha Nazirus, Lekhah Gav, Hechem Shkachasla. Bishlam Ashis, Mishkachasla, Kedatanan. Like says the Mishnah, those six different things he said, one person could say that, and it'll be Nazir six times. All Mesafik, Abad, all Mesafik. And according to Beis Shammai, all because of its Hekdash Tayis. But last, all the three things that he's saying about other people, Heichem Mishkachas, how's it possible? Om Rav Sheshes, Kegoin, the Omar Hareini Nazir, the Naziris are called a lie. He saw nine people do this. These words. He said, one guy said, Hareini Nazir, if it's a Chaya, no, it's not a Chaya. So nine people do that. They all became a Nazir. Then he said, I want to be like those nine people. I want to be able to know nine people, then you're nine times the zeros. Nine times the suffering the zeros. That was the case. So it's possible to have one person to have nine zeros if he says, I want to be like all those people. Hadron Aloch Perek Beishamai Beli Neder. Now I want to go ahead and learn the next. We're going to learn now the next parak over here. The next parak starts off, Shloisha Minim is Asurim. We learn the next thing. So let's just read the parasha. In the parasha of Naziris, it tells you exactly what is Asur to a Nazir. There are three main Asurim. And now in the Pasuk, when it talks about the wine, I just want to read you the Pasuk. Pasuk says, Miyayin v'sheikhar yazir. A person should not drink wine or sheikhar. Sheikhar does not mean beer. A Nazir could drink any alcoholic beverage. He could drink scotch or vodka, anything like that. He just can't drink wine or wine derivatives. You got it? Okay, maybe you say it loud. Miyayin v'sheikha yazir. So it says, yayin you can't drink, and you can't drink sheikha. What does sheikha mean? So you look at the Targum, it says, chamar chados v'chamar atik. It means old wine, good wine, like 2014, you can't drink that. Yayin v'sheikha means new wine and old wine. Chaimitz is vinegar. Chaimitz yayin is vinegar. Chaimitz sheicher means vinegar from older wine. Lo yishta. A lot of words in the pasuk. V'chol mishvus anovim, anything that anovim is soaked in, lo yishta. V'anovim lachim, fresh grapes, v'yaveshim, dry grapes, like raisins. Lo yoichel. Kol yimei nizroi, that's one pasuk. Next pasuk. Kol yimei nizroi, mekosh yasim egefen ayayin. Anything made of egefen ayayin, mechartzanim, v'adzog, lo yoichel. From the pits until the peels, we'll see which way it is. It's mechlekes what it means. Chartzanim adzog, mechartzanim adzog, lo yoichel. And so that's all the dinim of wine where you're not allowed to drink. But there's two other things you can't do either. You can't be metama yourself, and also you can't take a haircut. Now, someone taking a haircut or drinking wine will not be soysed in a zeros, but becoming tama will be soysed in a zeros. So now let's start the Mishnah. Shloisha minim asurim minazir, three type of different categories of asur minazir. Hatuma, inal b'metama tamais. You're allowed to be metamei to sheretz, so you can't be metamei to ameis. V'ataglachas, and you can't take a haircut. So we spoke out one time in the shir before that the whole iser is only a sar roishoy, only the head. But a beard, there's no iser to shave your beard when a person's a nazir. And pasuk pshat is the truth of the rasbi is derived from lashon v'sar lo yava al roishoy. That's lashon. Always the lashon is by here when it comes to nazir is al roishoy. And we had also before we spoke out the truth of the rasbi before derived from a gemara. Did it so what the lashon of the pasuk is kol yimei neder nizrei tar lo yava al roishoy. That's the lashon, and it says later on in the pasuk kodeshia gadol parasar roishoy. It's very specific about the roishoy. Therefore, only the head, but the beard is not a problem. It happens to be a mitzayra when they shave off a mitzayra, they shave him off like a cucumber. They shave him off like a gourd. They shave him off like a squash. Everything takes off everything by a mitzayra when he takes his haircut. Takes everything. If you look at the psukim by mitzayra. It's a first deer. They take everything off. And that's why there it means more than Roshay. But here it says Dafka Roshay. That's the Rasbaz Diak. That's Dafka the Roshay. Let me see if I can read this, part of the parish of Amitsara. Amitsara is what you do in the entire process, but that's just what you see also by Nazir. But the entire process, it only takes off the sar of the head. So in parish of Amitsara also, it says there, that they get the lashon over here. It says v'hoi b'yamashvi galach as kol sa'aroi as roishoy v'as kanoi. That's the hair, the beard, v'as gabas enov, his eyebrows, v'as kol sa'aroi, v'as kol sa'aroi galach. All is here, but here it says only roishoy. Even though it's only roishoy. V'ayoytzim and agefen. The third thing in our Mishnah, the third category is things that come out of a gefen. V'chol ayoytzim and agefen. Starim zeh zeh. The loch is that to be chayiv malchus, you have to eat a kazayis. It says all the things that come out of gefen can starve zelza. If you eat a piece of a raisin and a piece of a grape and a little a piece of we'll see all the things that are included. Let's say a pit or a peel, all those things are starve zelza. Ain chayiv at yechom and anov kazayis. You have to eat altogether a kazayis. Mishter Rishayna says oimeres actually yishter revius yain. When it comes to wine also, it's not a kazayis. Wine is revius yain. That's what Mr. Shaina says, that the Isser by Nazir, by wine, is not a Kazayis. It's a Revius Yain. Rav Akiva argues on two things. Rav Akiva, Imer, Afilo Shar Pita Beyayin, V'yashvek Deel Zahar Kazayis Chayev. First of all, Rav Akiva holds the Shir is Kazayis. That's number one. Number two, he argues, and he holds, that you don't need 100% wine. If you soak your bread in wine, then that all's with sarif to kazayis. Even though you're not drinking so much wine, drinking a piece of challah, soak the wine. As long as it's all together kazayis, you're a chayiv for the issa and nazir, you're a chayiv malchus. And this is a riot that had to mistarif lissa and Tom Kirke. You can't have grape, anything grape, for sure you can, but even chayiv malchus maybe, that's a chiddush of this. Definitely can't have anything with grape flavor. Yeah, he's saying kazayis. Yeah, he's saying the shear is kazayis. It's a tsarif to kazayis. Yeah, no, it's not. The bread is not chayiv. This is the wine. He's arguing that also. Yeah, he's arguing two things. First of all, not shear via shear is kazayis. Number one. Number two, like it says, head to the tsarif list. We'll see. Maybe the Mishnah Achrona will agree to that. To agree to part of that, we'll see. The chayiv al yayim fei atzmoi. You chayiv on wine fei atzmoi. Vanom fei atzmon. Vachat sam fei atzmon. This next list just coming to a fukir elazam on Azaria. A person's chayiv on yayin by itself or on oven by itself, which are grapes by itself, on chatzanim fe'atzmon, on chatzanim fe'atzmon, which means either the pit or the peel, v'alzag fe'atzmon, which means either the pit or the peel, by itself is a chiv of malchus fanozer. Rabbi Lozman and Azariah argues, Lozman Imer, ein chayiv at yoychal shnei chatzanim v'zag. Two pits, Taisus says that Rabbi Lozman and Azariah holds chatzanim on pits. Two pits, v'zag, and one peel. You have to eat two pits and one peel. He learns of a pasuk v'chatzanim v'atzag, that it's two pits and one peel in order to be chayiv. So Taisyanda speaks out, there's a chumra and a kula. The kula is you're not chayiv till you eat two chartanim and a zag. The chumra is you don't need kazayis. That's what the Taisyanda speaks out. You don't need a sheer kazayis. It's enough to be chayiv for sheer chartanim and a zag. Eilu hein chartanim, eilu and zagin. What are chartanim, what are zagin? Hachartanim eil hachartanim. Hachartanim is the peel. Hazagim eil hapnibim. The zagim are the inside. That's the Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Yisya Eimer, Rabbi Yisya Agus, and Rabbi Yisya Holak Rosam Azaria, that's the opposite. Rabbi Yisya Eimer, the Zug is the outside and the Chatzanim on a pit. Now, how do you remember that? Rabbi Yisya Eimer, so hit the Zug, you shouldn't forget, remember, a Zug Shavahema, when you have a bell that the Behema brings, the outside is called a Zug, and the inside is called the Imbol. So, here, to just remember, so Zag Zug, so that Zag is always the ants outside, and the Chatzanim on a pit. Rabbi Yisya Eimer, so titta kezug shel behema, hachitzen zug, the outside is a zug, vapanimi imbol, the inside is called the imbol, it's called the clapper, I think in English. Vapanimi is the imbol. Akaponim, that's our Mishnah. So just to recap, our Mishnah said there's different meaning that are usher, and we had the tumah, we had taglachas, we had yotzim ha-geffen, and like we spoke out, the psukim has a bunch of different examples of yotzim ha-geffen, our Mishnah gives some of them. And then we said you need a shir kazayas, and Mr. Shani said the shir yayin is a vias yayin. Rekiva said you soak your bread and wine, it's sarf to kazayas. And then we had the shita of Lozman Azari, you have to have chatzan and vizag to be chayiv. And then we had a machlokes, what chatzan and what azaga, which one is the peel and which one is the pit.